Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Buffalo Field Update. Summer is just about over, and our tabling season in Yellowstone National Park has come to a close. This has been a very productive summer, full of strong outreach. We spoke to 6,500 people and raised more than $5,000 for the buffalo from people who stopped by our table to help. We couldn't have done it without the help of all the folks who volunteered so much of their time to staff our tables. We just received a report from the National Park Service saying the buffalo population in the park has passed 4,000, according to the Interagency Bison Management Plan. When the population exceeds 3,000 animals, the Department of Livestock may kill indiscriminately without even testing for brucellosis. This could make for another tough winter. A few bulls have already left the park this week. Shane Gruby, the Department of Livestock agent who lives near West Yellowstone, attempted to haze one bull but lost him within minutes in the woods. We have begun gathering wood for the long winter months. Our volunteer numbers are getting low, so if there's anyone who enjoys working hard and wants to help, we have a bed and great warm food waiting for you. Contact the Buffalo Field Campaign at P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. That's Buffalo Field Campaign, P.O. Box 957, West Yellowstone, Montana, 59758. Or you can call 406-646-0070. That's 406-646-0070. Or email to buffalo@wildrockies.org. That's buffalo@wildrockies.org. Or visit their webpage at www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. That's www.wildrockies.org/buffalo. Ramsey 2 tree sit still going strong. With tree sitters now entering into their second month protecting the southern flank of redwood country, the Ramsey 2 tree villages are going well. This is a critical phase for the action as the early core group of activists is looking for more participation by long-term sitters and supporters. Blackbird, who began sitting in Ramsey Gulch over 2 years ago in the first Ramsey action against Redwood Empire, said in a recent interview that the collective needs longer-term tree sitters now to sustain the action. Most tree sitters are staying up only a few days, and this is very wearing on the support crew, he said. Activists are urged to come and stay a while, he added. We have good support from the community, a great view, and plenty of food. The weather in Ramsey 2 is warm and will continue pleasant for many months while it starts to rain and get cold up north, Blackbird said, referring to Washington, Oregon, and Northern California tree sits that may have extra tree sitters available who want to come south for the winter. Montana may have the sexiest campaign, but we have the best views, the best food, and the mildest winters, he added. There are two tree villages established in the 50-acre Ramsey 2 timber harvest plan with room for three sitters, and more are planned as more sitters arrive. Weekly training sessions are ongoing each Saturday as needed to promote climbing safety, nonviolence awareness, and woods tactics. Donations are needed to keep the action strong. Call our hotline or send email if you want to donate hardware or food and say you want the current needs list. Cash donations are always welcome, especially monthly pledges. Send checks to Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Santa Cruz Earth First, P.O. Box 344, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Our hotline and voicemail phone number is 831-425-3205. That's 831-425-3205. Or send email to cruzeif@cruzio.com. That's cruzeif@cruzio.com. Or you can visit our recently updated web pages at www.earthfirst.org and click on Santa Cruz Earth First. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruzeif@cruzio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go pump the bison, the